Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you.
A number of people, Democrats and Republicans, but even a lot of Democrats have commented on, what's the whole I have no regrets? What does that even mean? You have. I mean, you're not disputing that you had classified documents that you're not allowed to have. What's the no regrets? What a weird angle to take.
I wonder if that is expressing what you hear once in a while during these classified document scandals. Somebody says, yeah, they classify everything. It's ridiculous. Everything's overclassified. But if that's what he means, that's what he ought to say. Of course, that almost is him saying, yeah, I've chosen which laws to follow and which not, I guess.
I have no regrets is an odd, I guess the problem is if you express any regrets, then, you know, there's a whole bunch of questions that follow that. If you just say, no, everything went, it was a perfect phone call. You know, if you just go with that sort of angle on it, then kind of shuts down the conversation.
I feel like we're missing a significant piece of information. And I'm guessing that piece of information is, and this is frequently the case, how things really work. The reality in D.C. Look, everything's classified. Nobody worries about it. I mean, it's just nobody cares. It sounds exciting to you people, but you don't understand. We're the elite. We get to decide.
Well, I've been shocked now for a couple of weeks that the mainstream media has taken this story very seriously. It led all of your big Sunday shows yesterday, including Ed O'Keefe on Face the Nation yesterday.
This drip, drip, drip just continues.
It does, and this is by design now. The White House counsel's office, his personal attorney, making very clear that they withheld this information until after the search was conducted at his home in Delaware. And this is how we're going to be learning about things, essentially. Once steps are taken by the Justice Department, in this case an FBI search of a sitting president's home, a pretty extraordinary development in this case, and something we've not seen before.
Ed O'Keefe was the first person I saw on any of the shows actually say what it was. The FBI was searching the home of the sitting president. That's unbelievable. Everybody else was going with in conjunction and tandem working with Biden's lawyers. Justice Department officials were going through documents. The FBI was searching the home of the current president is what was
every
happening.
Square inch of it, from the attic to the basement, the garage, there was not a single bag of dog food left unopened by the FBI.
Now, the argument from the White House is we asked for that and we're working with them. My guess would be, and I think Jonathan Turley said this over the weekend, is they knew it was coming and it was going to look really bad if the FBI, like, forced it upon them. So, yeah, go ahead and maybe come on out and take a look at my house, because they were coming anyway. They're trying to and doing a pretty good job, I think, of looking like this is we're all working together here. It's just a mistake. We're just, there's nothing here. But the reality is, at the end of the day, no matter how you phrase it, the FBI searched the home of the current sitting president.
Right.
Which is just amazing.
How strange.
Yeah. Was there another clip I was playing, Michael? Yeah, one more from Face the Nation.
But a step that they made very clear they took voluntarily. They were there for this, attorneys were, and they took away six more items marked classified. For now, a total of about 25 to 30 classified documents found in at his former office here in Washington and then at his home in Delaware. And it raises questions about, what was that material? What more could be found? Where else might they search?
So we've been talking about this now for a couple of weeks, as this is an ongoing scandal. Like that, you can call it a scandal, can't you? Full on scandal.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm not the least bit concerned that national security is violated or something like that, or the Russians now have the plans for our subs or something. And I don't think anybody is. It's just a political scandal. The real significance is. Is there an effort being made to push Biden out of the way because they think he's a loser as a candidate in 24? I think Democrats were assuming he's not running again. Wouldn't you think that's right? The Democrats Yes. thought we'll get him in the White House. He won't run for a second term, but at least we'll get Trump out of the way. And now that all the talk is he's going to announce here in the next week or so, Democrats, whoa, wait a second. You're going to run again? You'll lose if you run again. If it's anybody but Trump, they especially think.
Democrats. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I think it's easy for normal people to underestimate the extent to which you flow with the crowd in D.C. You say what's expected of you to be said, and if the sitting president says he's going to run again, you act as if you must take that seriously, and any other opinion is crazy. I've been saying forever, there's no freaking way the old man runs. There's no way the Democratic establishment lets him run, but they've been saying the respectful things because that's just what you do in D.C., but from a real-world perspective, it's ridiculous.
And now
they see the opportunity to cut the old guy off on his knee, at his knees, send him off with the proverbial gold watch and move on to the future.
So I'll read a little bit of this guest essay they put in the Sunday New York Times. That's some of the most valuable real estate in all of journalism right here. Jonathan Alter with his guest essay. He's one of your longtime lefty journalists. Oh, Biden, what have you done? I'll just read a little beginning. It's the conclusion that's important. Remember the iconic image of smiling Joe Biden in his 1967 Corvette Stingray? It conjured charming Uncle Joe, a retro cool guy who'd been around the track and knew how to handle it. 4 months after President Biden called Donald Trump's mishandling of classified documents irresponsible, that vintage car, parked at the president's home in Delaware next to his own boxes containing classified material, has been transformed into a shiny symbol of hypocrisy. If you went into a GOP whataboutism lab and asked for a perfect gaffe, you'd come out with the president snapping last week to a Fox News reporter, "My Corvette is in a locked garage." Well, the storage room at Mar-a-Lago is locked too, writes Jonathan Alter, which is a good point.
Yeah.
But then he goes through what happened and everything like that. And I thought the ending was important as he talks about Democrats and how they're looking at this. Democrats should turn the page, as Mr. Obama recommended in 2008. To a crop of fresher candidates, probably governors, who contrast better with Mr. Trump and would have good odds of beating a younger Republican. And the smiling old gentleman in the Corvette, his shortcomings forgotten and his family protected, would assume his proper place as a bridge between political generations and arguably the most accomplished one-term president in American history. I like that last line as he throws in here's a gold watch. You're the most accomplished one-term president in U.S. history. A hand, everybody, for Joe Biden as he shuffles out the door as a bridge between generations. Thank you very much. We appreciate your service. Is he gone? He's gone. Good God, thank God he's gone. He would lose 40 states if he ran again. That was absolutely him being pushed out the door in the big guest essay in the Sunday New York Times.
First of all, I agree with every syllable. That's clearly what's happening.
Yeah.
And he said originally he was going to be a transitional president anyway. So you're going to hear people saying that a lot to soothe his ego. So he'll do the right thing and cooperate. And for what it's worth, Trump's not running either. Stop saying that. Establishment press.
He is running.
No, he's, well.
He announced he's running. He's officially running.
All right, I hereby announce I'm running for president. There, I'm running too. I've formed an exploratory committee. Michael, you're on it.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. More paperwork.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, that's absolutely true. They're trying to give the guy a dignified exit ramp, and now they can move on.
I feel like that was the first overtly opening salvo in the whole "it's time for you to go" from the New York Times. And yeah, I think we're going to see that growing. And do you? I wonder if they feel like they've got to get ahead of his announcement. If they wait till after he's announced and he does the big speech wherever he does it, you know, in front of an Amtrak train or something. When I was a boy and I started riding from Delaware. I mean, if they do it after he does the big re-announcement speech, it's going to be a lot harder, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, I just thought it's a non-starter to me.
Who? Well,
Joey, baby.
What's a non-starter?
One term.
him winning or him running? If he's set on running, who's going to stop him? If in his mind, why wouldn't I run? I feel fine. I've had a successful first year. You just said I'm the most accomplished one-term president. How about I become the most accomplished two-term president? What are you talking about?
Everybody who you quoted or from that article and the guy who wrote the article himself, that's who will stop him from running. The
How?
Entire Democratic Party establishment will do whatever it takes.
Well, you got to put a bag over his head and put him in the back of a car and drive him away? I mean, if he's walking to the podium to announce, how do you stop him?
To paraphrase Deputy Barney Fife, they will do anything up to and including soaping the steps at the old folks' home.
This idea is a bunch of malarkey.
They will take the hairy-legged one out any way they have to. Because they know running, he will lose 40 states, particularly, well, depending on who the Republican is.
Right.
Because the Republican Party has a remarkable talent for finding their own dog and sending them out there on the stage.
Yeah. Well,
no offense to the dogs listening.
They got a problem. They got a problem. They had a problem on figuring out how to push Bernie and Elizabeth out of the way to get Biden in during 20. And now they got to figure out how to get a sitting president to not run.
Well, again, to cite your very examples, they're pretty good at it.
I think they got to get in Jill's ear. And they got to, Jill goes to him and says, "You want any more loving ever again in the rest of your life? Don't run. I'm
just
closed
like the
for
idea
business
of,
if you run.
I like the idea of still getting loving when I'm 80. But anyway, you know what they'll have is, you remember, what was the moment and the man that made Joe Biden president? James Clyburn,
right.
South Carolina, saying, "Black America is with Joe Biden. He's our guy." James Clyburn comes out and said, "You know what? I totally forgot. Joe Biden burnt a cross on my lawn."
I just forgot.
I'd spaced it off. I'd covered it up somehow. Anyway, so that sucked. And that's
totally
how quick
forgot.
It can be over.
Come on.
You know, it won't be anything that loopy, but if they need to play a card like that, they will play. They will find some black housekeeper from the 1970s.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who he allegedly or didn't, and it doesn't matter, showed his wang to.
Oh, my God.
Or said, "Your people," or some, they will concoct whatever. "You don't know who you're dealing with, Jack. You don't know what they're capable of. You're an infant."
Wow, history is weird. This immediately, first blush, you think, what a gift for Republicans and Donald Trump. Might end up being the gift for Democrats that keeps them in the White House if they get a better candidate. Yeah, you just, man, the twists and turns of life.
Final note on Trump, and then you can't make me talk about him anymore. There were a couple of pieces, both in the liberal and the more conservative press, talking about how evangelical leaders across America are saying, "Yeah, time to move on." Trump's not running.
Well, he is running. He's filed the paperwork.
All right. Again. Again.
He burned a cross on my lawn. I forgot. I forgot completely.
Right.
How did that slip my mind? I mean, it's just...
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. I was thinking about that. Anyway. So, yeah, that was traumatic.
Oh, my God.
And it won't matter.
Oh, boy. We have more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
What is that? What is that, Michael?
Some good old school guitar.
Yeah, it's Too Late Marcus.
Too Late Marcus. Is that the name of the band or the
song? I believe so.
Why don't songs have melodies anymore?
It's too loud. So a couple of things we're going to squeeze into this segment, and then more infotainment and tormation coming up next half hour. We ought to talk more about Germany and their hesitance supply Ukraine with the weapons they need.
Well, Nazi Germany.
Looks like they're going to.
No, regular Germany, Michael.
Super into that story.
Yeah. So a couple of things real quickly. We were talking about the paper ceiling earlier, how a lot of state governments are saying, no, you don't need a college degree to do these jobs. Just let's figure out whether you can do them or not, which I think is great given the fact that college has become this bloated, expensive scam to a large extent. I forgot to mention that a bunch of the big tech companies, from IBM to Google to Facebook and a bunch of others, have vastly reduced the number of gigs that require a college degree because the folks have gotten skills through practical means or other jobs or what have you. So they're snapping too as well.
Well, yeah. If you want the best talent, limiting to college degrees is not the best way to go about it.
Also, Al Anonymous, my friend and a fine musician as well, just texted me this. This is unblanking believable. Gavin Lunkhead Newsom, who is so clearly running for president, spent time in Monterey Park, the suburb of Los Angeles, where that terrible mass shooting took place over the weekend. Here he is. As my buddy puts it, check out the governor's use of a murder for the photo op of all photo ops. He is walking down the empty street strewn with debris for his tweet. Spent time in Monterey Park today meeting with leaders and those impacted by this terrible tragedy. The strength of this community is incredible. No other country in the world is terrorized by this constant stream of gun violence. We need real gun reform at a national level. And I've got to send you the picture, Jack. It's him walking down the street like he's Clint Eastwood, the empty street where the terrorized citizenry is retreated.
Wow.
So anyway, that's clearly going to happen.
So the elderly nut job, after he shoots up that dance hall, goes to another dance hall to shoot it up, and a guy gets the gun away from him. And that guy was interviewed this morning. We'll have some of his what he had to say maybe next hour. It's pretty compelling.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Thank God he was able to do that.
So one more Gavin Newsom notice. He is clearly running for president, and I am looking forward to it because I believe he will be beaten like a drum. But his wife, more of her so-called documentary filmmaking is coming to the fore because she supplies these movies to schools that then pay for the privilege of showing them, and they are heavy on the super progressive gender identity stuff, on here's how to have gay sex and that sort of thing being taught to little kids, the genderbred man and the rest of it, or the genderbred person. I'm sorry, of course, it's not a man, it's a person, that they're trying to indoctrinate the little kids. You combine California's incredible problems with the radical Newsom family. The guy gets beaten by a drum. You heard it here first.
Yeah, that those will be some good ads.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It was reported that last year the population of China declined by 850,000 people, thanks to an increase in China's leading cause of death, protesting.
Wow.
I like political commentary like that. There you go.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. They're calling out the evildoers.
So this has been quite the back and forth over the last week over tanks. Are the Ukrainians going to get tanks from the West, like the some of the best modern tanks that exist on planet Earth? And it's starting with Germany, but Germany says they're not going to give any tanks unless we give some tanks, knowing that we might not give tanks for a variety of reasons. Anyway, this came up on ABC This Week yesterday with Martha Raddatch and Republican Rep. Mike McCall.
What about Abrams tanks, the U.S. tanks? Do you believe those should be sent, as President Zelensky said he so desperately needs?
Well, you know, I do. The Wall Street Journal had an editorial that said we're giving them just enough to bleed through months without a chance of victory. That's the problem here.
Yeah, we talked about that editorial that, you know, what's the point of that? And we need to give them more now, was the argument of the Wall Street Journal. Well, here's McCall a little more on the why we should give some of our tanks.
If we announced we were going to give Abrams tanks, just one, that would unleash, that would give Germany the, what I hear is that Germany's waiting for us to take the lead. Then they would put Leopard tanks in and also release. Remember, there are about 10 countries that have Leopard tanks, but they need Germany to sign off on
releasing. So just one Abrams tank, you think, would release all the Leopard tanks?
Or even saying that we're going to put Abrams tanks in, I think would be enough for Germany to unleash.
I don't think Martha quite understood what he was saying there as a political thing.
Sure.
As the way it looks, if we just announced we're going to give Abrams tanks, Germany could say, okay, we'll give some tanks too. Germany did overnight say, so it's against the law, actually, for other countries to give your stuff unless you approve of it. So even though Poland has some of the German tanks, Poland can't give those tanks to Ukraine unless Germany says okay. And last night, Germany said, okay, we'll let you give some of the tanks, which might be the dam breaking on this whole tank thing. Part of that is because Poland said, look, apparently there's some way to do this. Look, we're going to get enough of the other countries in NATO to vote that we can override you and we give the tanks anyway, which would have been a really bad look for Germany.
Pantsed them. Yeah.
I mean, that would have been a really bad look for Germany that NATO had to override your vote to try to help you out Ukraine.
Yeah, it's complicated with Germany because part of it and what we've been discussing is that they don't want to be seen as more or less a neighbor of Russia as the first to say, let's send in the tanks.
Well, I think they're still hung up on the Ribbentrop Pact.
Well, wow, thanks for that. By the way, Michael, I believe the Germans have commented on this story. Do we have any of their comments?
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So you got a couple of things going. The one I mentioned first. Plus, it's easy for us in the United States to underestimate the psychic hangover the Germans have for having, I don't know, killed tens of millions of Russians. Tens of millions. Not to mention all the people that the Third Reich killed in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Britain, France, the United States, whatever. I mean, Nazi Germany was a chapter the Germans are now, even now, I mean, 3/4 of a century practically since it all began, having trouble living it down. Actually, it's damn near a century since it all began. The idea of German tanks rolling across the European landscape, killing people, just freak Germany out. Again, in a way I don't think we can relate to, and they need to get over it. I mean, honestly.
In the way that Japan has gotten over it. Japan has had their collective guilt about World War II, and just in the last couple of weeks have decided, all right, we can't be a pacifist nation anymore. We can't not be building up our military. We need more of the best weapons because of China. So we might see Germany and Japan for the first time since World War II, you know, flexing their military might in ways we haven't seen in a long time.
Right. And I get the idea of such ginormous psychic guilt that you enter a period of humble shame and pacifism and trying to always pitch.
I live my day in humble shame. It's the way I get up in the morning.
Shame.
Shame.
It's my first sensory perception when my eyes open in the morning.
Anyway, I get that, but at some point you got to get out of the fetal position and understand that there are things happening in the world and you're needed rather sorely to contribute, please. A number of historians and professors are quoted in this piece that's actually pretty good in the New York Times. Germans risk misinterpreting the lessons of their history, said Timothy Gartnash, history of Germany and Europe, et cetera, et cetera. The German position is profoundly confused with the old thinking dead and the new not yet born. So they've talked about the new era and having to make a strategic pivot, but they haven't done it yet. And they talk about German domestic politics, and never forget, all of international relations is heavily weighted by the domestic politics of the countries involved. And in Germany, the ruling party, which is the Social Democrats, and they're in a coalition with the Greens. Both of those parties have serious pacifist wings. I mean, you think the Marjorie Taylor Greene chunk of the Republican Party is exerting a lot of influence, or the AOC nutjob freaking squad wing of the Democrats? You think they have outsized influence? The peace wings of the ruling parties in Germany are very, very important to them. So they're struggling with that stuff. But it's something to see a country that is still so scarred from its aggressive past that it can't rouse itself to, like, defend itself when it's being pummeled with both hands, or might as well be soon.
And oddly enough, the same enemy they were fighting at the time. So this guy, Bill Taylor, we've played a lot of clips from him over the last year as we're coming up on the year mark of this horrible war. Former ambassador to Ukraine, he was on MSNBC this morning talking about how he thinks this all could end.
That the commitment from last week and the continued commitments that we're seeing even today will give the Ukrainians what they need. We need to maintain that support. If we maintain that support, the Ukrainians will win. The Ukrainians will win this war. They will push the Russians out of their country and negotiate the Russians out of Crimea. And that will be the end of this war. That's how this war ends. That's the option for peace.
So that's the first time I've heard anybody say that. We talked about the Washington Post or New York Times that had a story. The Biden White House is now coming around to the Ukrainian view of, yeah, they have to get out of Crimea also. You don't just get back the land from February of this past year. You get it all back, which I can really understand the argument from the Ukrainian standpoint. Hey, we've been at war since 2014. If you declare the war over, you're declaring they won that war. I mean, if we're not allowed to continue fighting, or if you're going to cut us off from all the weaponry or whatever, that's just announcing that they won. They get to keep that giant chunk of our country. What the hell is that?
You know, now, as in months past, I have a very, very difficult time even imagining how this ends, because you have a very complex diplomatic situation. I could see some sort of agreement for access to Crimea, or some sort of sharing or neutral ground, some demilitarized something or other in theory. But there is, to describe there being zero trust is to overestimate how much trust there is. There right. is so much hatred at this point. So where it ends, nobody knows.
But what that Bill Taylor said there, and I'm not exactly sure what he meant. He followed up a little bit, but he didn't really get into the details. We're giving Ukraine enough, and we need to continue to give Ukraine enough to drive the Russians out of, well, to defeat the Russians. And then you'll negotiate them getting out of Crimea. So I guess defeat the Russians so badly that they have to come to the negotiation table and would give in to the idea of them voluntarily pulling out of Crimea for some reason. I don't quite understand what that would look like, but that's what he was suggesting.
Yeah, he struck me as being a little over his skis, a little enthusiastic about his premise there, but, you know, who knows? Hey, a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, then back at it. I'm actually about to bring you a couple of stories about how state after state, city after city, has embarked on this decriminalizing crime nightmare that has failed so miserably, like on the West Coast. But they're continuing to try it. Houston's a great example of it. But Simply Safe Home Security is a great way to make your family's safety and security a priority and take it into your own hands, because you're damn government isn't doing a very good job about it. 24/7 professional monitoring agents using Fast Protect TM technology to capture critical evidence and verify the threat is real so you get priority police response, for instance.
Yeah, burglars, threats, all that sort of stuff. But more than that, even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. That's why SimpliSafe has been named the best home security system of 2022 by a number of publications. And you can get all this for about $1 a day. A system you set up yourself, pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pizza money. The 24/7 professional monitoring service costs under $1 a day to protect your family. It's fabulous. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off your order with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
How big a deal do you think it is that I can no longer taste sweet? As I have nailed down. Should I just keep that for the rest of my life if I can? Is that a good thing? Or?
Well, no, apparently it's not, because you're desperately, it sounds like, seeking that sensation out.
Yeah.
Your brain needs it.
That's what's strange. You're seeking this stuff out. I would think you would lose weight because you would have no desire for it.
That's what I would have thought. If you lost your taste for sweet, you wouldn't eat sweets.
Oh, yeah, but deep in your animal brain, though. You need it.
Or even if you just got a sweet tooth in an unhealthy way. If I'm desiring sweets and I can't get the sweet, because, you know, I've talked a lot about how many donuts I've eaten over the last however many months. And it was really pretty crazy. Like, I'd eat 3 maple bars from the donut shop and like and feel sick. But, like, I could never eat those before because, like, one of them was so sugary, sickening, you couldn't even hardly finish it. And I was polishing off there because I can't taste sweet anymore because of COVID, I think.
So I want to touch on the crime thing next, but next hour, and if you don't get the next hour on the air, or you got to work or whatever, grab it via podcast later. We repackage it, Armstrong and Getty On Demand, wherever you like to get podcasts, or if you're not hip to the whole podcast thing, it's super easy. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. There's some links. Anyway, a major change, sea change, as they say, in the way childhood obesity is being treated.
Speaking
of maple bars, yeah. During hour 4. So again, stay with us or come back later for it.
I'll stick around for that. And that whole repackaging the podcast thing, man, the things we do for the listeners, I mean, it's just really some serious customer service, I think.
Don't bother thanking us. It's all in a day's work.
More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I wasn't paying attention to the front door. I was looking into the dance ballroom, the dance floor, and this is when I heard the sound of the front door creaking closing, and instantly followed by the sound of a metal object clinking together as if they were rubbing. That's when I turned around and saw that there was an Asian man holding a gun. My first thoughts was, I was going to die here. This was it.
That's Brandon Say, who probably stopped another mass shooting from happening. So if you haven't heard this, the crazy old murderous dude that went to that dance hall and murdered 10 people, then got in his car and drove to another dance hall nearby and walked in with, it looks like, every intention of doing the same thing there. And this guy, Brandon Say, went on Good Morning America today, immediately froze, but then thought, I got to do something, and you know, was able to get the gun away from the dude. Let's hear a little more from him.
No, I did not recognize him. This was somebody I have never seen before. He didn't seem like he was here for any money. He wasn't here to rob us. When he was looking around the room, it seemed like he was looking for targets, people to harm.
And he says, at some point, I was able to pull the gun away from him. That moment, it was primal instinct, he has said. I don't know what came over me. You know, nobody knows how they react in that situation, including him. He'd never seen a gun in real life his entire life.
Really?
Which is kind of interesting. And, almost guaranteed he was 72-year-old man was going to murder a whole bunch of other people for some crazy reason in his head. He then, when he gets his gun taken away from him, he must have had another gun, obviously, because he goes and gets in his van and ends up shooting himself in the head. As we always say, if you're going to do a murder-suicide, how about you do it in the reverse order? So all those innocent people didn't lose their lives, since you're going to kill yourself anyway, you crazy person.
And as always, the media is obsessed with what was his motive. Police have not commented on the motive. The motive was he's a crazy, angry guy who wanted to hurt a lot of people. He thought that would somehow ease his pain. It's the same thing it always is. And there are too many crazy people carrying around guns wanting to hurt people.
Oh, here's
go ahead.
Here's a little more from the hero in his own words on getting the gun away from the murderer.
So when he started prepping the weapon and something came over me, I realized I needed to get the weapon away from him. I needed to take this weapon, disarm him, or else everybody would have died. So when I got the courage, I lunged at him with both my hands, grabbed the weapon, and we had a struggle. We struggled into the lobby, trying to get this gun away from each other. He was hitting me across the face, bashing the back of my head. I was trying to use my elbows to separate the gun away from him, creating some distance. Finally, at one point, I was able to pull the gun away from him, shove him aside, create some distance, point the gun at him, intimidate him, shout at him and say, "Get the hell out of here. I'll shoot. Get away. Go." And at this point, I thought he would run away, but he was just standing there contemplating whether to fight or to run away. I really thought I would have to shoot him if he came at me. This is when he turned around and walked out the door, jogged back to his van. I immediately called police with the gun still in my hand.
Man, that's quite the deal. I hadn't heard it. I didn't realize it was that long a struggle. That's not what I was picturing. He said he was left with bruising all over his body. He was shaking all night long with shock. Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh,
you're just
gosh,
in a fight for your life over a gun with, and then once I'm sure he found out that a whole bunch of people had been murdered by this dude. A lot of people have been telling me how much courage I had, he told Good Morning America. But you know what courage is? Courage is not the absence of fear, but the ability to have adversity to fear when fearful events happen such as this.
Sure.
My heart goes out to everyone involved, yeah.
Oof. Yeah, but old Mr. Crazy Loser was thinking murder-suicide and thought, all right, you're going to shoot me, that's fine. But then for whatever reason thought, nah, I'll go do it myself. So he left.
Yeah, you're probably right. What? Well, we probably will never know. Here I am. Engaging what I always criticize as being so stupid. What was his motive? I don't think I've ever asked that. But I always kind of wonder what the crazy person was thinking in their own crazy head. Why dance halls?
Well, I could tell you if you wanted. Allegedly. It was a resentment over he was on the outs and he thought people were talking bad about him. People didn't want him there. So
at
he thought,
every
I'll
dance
show
hall
them.
In town, though? You think, at all the dance halls? I mean, was he a regular at all the dance halls? And
well, his wife was, and people didn't want him coming along. They didn't want him. There's something like that. But again, it doesn't matter.
No, because that's not the way.
It's the idea that you get to hurt or kill lots of people because you're unhappy.
Because no other normal human being reacts to any sort of slight or hurt that way.
Right.
You got to be crazy.
Right. Yeah. You know, the whole craze, man, I'd like to write extensively about this. The idea that you can't blame the victim ignores the fact that how many of us, most of our problems are self-made. We're the victim of ourselves in life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like the story of life, everybody's life. And yet, for some reason, particularly on the left side of the aisle, people pretend like that's not true.
If you missed an hour of the show, get the podcast. We do 4 hours. It's Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.